Hello.
Yes, hi Courtney, it's Nastali from Family First here.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm finding yourself.
Thank you. Great. So let's did you have a chance to download the statements from the bank?
No, I'm waiting for him to get his phone. I don't know what he's doing. He keep giving me the runaround. I was going to call you today and ask you if y'all had a client I could work for.
Oh, is it your family relative?
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing. I'm actually about to give him a call in a little bit.
But would you try working on that, or you want to close it? Because he's almost there to getting approved. I mean, he's far in the process. Because
All
once
I
he
gotta
has,
do is get the bank statement and get the
yeah,
letter from Social Security, right?
yes, any bank statement, if they have a different account where the Social Security income comes in, they need letters, statements
So
for
he gotta
that.
get bank statements. Listen, he gotta get bank statements from both accounts.
Any account that he has. If he had an account in the past 5 years that was closed, then they need a foreclosure letter from the bank, a verification that the account is closed. So any
Okay.
account that he has 5 year look back, if something was closed, a closed account or the closed letter that was closed, and one account should show that the Social Security income comes in over there. Like, and also if there's any trend, what do you say?
After I get all that, how long do we have to wait for them to determine?
So once you give it in, it might take still again a week, but it should be faster because your reconsideration date should end on February 20, so we still have 1 month to go, but I hope it's going to take faster. I cannot, tell
Okay,
you
and then
exact time.
another question. When do we find out how many hours he will get?
So once the county approves it,
he needs someone at least from like from he needs something at least from like, because he got a bad hip, he got bad knees. He needs somebody at least from like 9 to 9.
So again, this part is later in the process, meaning to say once the county approves you, they assign you a service coordinator from the insurance company, from the managed care plan, and they come down and says how many hours he needs. I guess you can be there to help him, and hopefully they'll approve a lot of hours. So once
Okay.
that is done, we start to onboard you and, give you a good rate and start care. So,
Okay.
so just try to work on the financials, and if you want, you can call in the bank and ask them what you need. If you have the bank number,
Okay.
when you have the patient on the line together, you can call them in. And also, if there is any transaction over $500, then they will need an explanation of what it was for.
If it's a transaction over $500.
Yes. Just tell them that you spent it for whatever reason it was, and it was part of your expenses or something.
So if all the transactions is over 500, we got to explain why all of them was over 500?
Yes, correct. But because I don't think that's the case. I mean,
All right, let me give him a call. I'm going to call you right back.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Bye.